Hello, everyone. This is Maura with the Close Up Podcast at Culips, CULIPS.com. In this podcast, we listen to a real conversation very closely. In this episode, we're going to listen to a conversation between Jen and Rick. They already talked about Jen's blind date. Now they're going to talk about Rick's night. Now, Rick didn't do anything special, so this conversation is a bit talking about nothing, which seems funny, but people talk about nothing a lot. Hey, what'd you do last night? Nothing much. It's quite common. So let's listen in to see what Rick actually did. So what about your night?
Well, I didn't do anything special. I didn't get lucky like you did.
No, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I thought you were supposed to go out last night.
No, actually, that's tonight.
Oh, I guess I got it mixed up.
Yeah, last night I just stayed in, I watched some TV, and I straightened up my place. I was pretty much a couch potato.
Hey, did you watch American Idol? I missed it.
No, I didn't. Are you into that?
Yeah, I can't help it. I got into it because of a friend of mine. She told me it was funny, so I checked it out. And now I can't stop watching.
Yeah, I try not to tune into those reality shows. They're quite addictive.
For sure. So, here the conversation continues from our last episode. Jen then asks Rick about his night. So what about your night?
Well, I didn't do anything special. I didn't get lucky like you did.
Rick makes a little joke here. When Rick says, get lucky, he is referring to Jen's date and implying that something exciting happened between Jen and her date. To get lucky means that something good happened. Here's another kind of example. I thought I was going to be late for the meeting, but I got lucky and caught the bus on time. Jen then replies to Rick's little joke.
No, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I thought you were supposed to go out last night.
I just want to quickly mention supposed to. Supposed is very often followed by to. We use this to talk about a plan, to say, I am supposed to go to a concert. I am saying that it is my plan to go to a concert. In this case, Jen used to be supposed to in the past. When this is used in the past, it often means that there were intentions or plans to do something, but that they probably didn't actually happen. To suppose actually means to believe to be true. It is not certain. I could say, I was supposed to go to the party, but I got sick. I wouldn't use supposed to if I had gone to the party. I would just say, I went to the party. Do you get it? If you're having trouble, check out Lip Service at culips.com. So, Rick didn't go out like Jen thought. He clarifies.
No, actually, that's tonight.
Oh, I guess I got it mixed up. To mix, without the up, is to combine things together. You mix the ingredients in a recipe together. When you mix things, it is usually to integrate them into one. Jen says she got mixed up. This means confused. It's exactly the same as confused, but maybe a little bit less formal sounding. I could say, I tried to do my homework, but I am all mixed up. Or, I had two recipes to follow, but I mixed them up. So, Jen was mixed up because she thought Rick went out last night, but he didn't. And because Jen got Rick's plans mixed up, he goes on to tell her what he did the night before.
Yeah, last night I just stayed in, I watched some TV, and I straightened up my place. I was pretty much a couch potato.
The first thing he says there is...
Yeah, last night I just stayed in.
To stay in means to stay inside. It means that you did not go out. We often don't need to say where you stayed in, because it simply implies that you did not do any activities away from where you live. Actually, to stay in can be used if you go outside, just as long as you stay on the land where you live. Rick then continues,
I watched some TV and straightened up the place.
To straighten up is like to clean up. Rick didn't get out the cleaning products, but he organized things and put them in their proper place. To straighten up is to put things into a better condition. Rick made his apartment look nicer. And the last thing Rick says...
I was pretty much a couch potato.
I think this is a pretty well-known expression in English. A couch potato. A couch potato is someone who sits on their couch and watches a lot of television. We call this kind of person a couch potato because a potato is a vegetable. It doesn't move or do anything. A couch potato also doesn't move or do anything except for watching TV. I think another possible reason for using potato could be the association with potato chips. When we think of someone not moving and watching a lot of television, we also think of someone who is unhealthy, someone who likes to eat junk food like potato chips and chocolate. Rick calls himself a couch potato, but only as a joke. He just means that he watched a lot of TV last night. Jen then asks,
Hey, did you watch American Idol? I missed it.
American Idol is a television show where people compete to be the winner of a singing performance contest. The people at home watching vote for the winner. There are many versions of this show in different countries. In Canada, we have Canadian Idol. Maybe there is even one in whatever country you are listening from. Rick responds,
No, I didn't. Are you into that?
What are you into? This is simply asking about interests. It is a casual way to ask about what someone is interested in. In fact, the questions mean the same thing. Are you into movies? Are you interested in movies? They are the same. You can always answer like, I am into movies, but I'm not into horrors, or whatever your preference may be. After, Rick asks if Jen is into or interested in American Idol. She responds,
Yeah, I can't help it. I got into it because of a friend of mine. She told me it was funny, so I checked it out. And now I can't stop watching.
The first thing Jen says is,
Yeah, I can't help it.
Here we have an expression with help. It doesn't have the traditional meaning of, Ah, help me! This expression is a fixed expression. I mean that it is always negative and always used with can't or couldn't in the past. When I say, I can't help it, it means that there was something that I had to do. I cannot do the opposite. It takes the blame or fault away from the person as if they were forced to do something or had no choice but to do it. I will give you a couple examples. Let's say that I am holding onto a rope and I am not supposed to, remember supposed to, I am not supposed to let go of the rope, but it is hard to hold or too heavy, and so the rope slips from my hand. I might say, I let go of the rope, but I couldn't help it. By this, I mean that I tried to hold the rope, but I let go, and it wasn't my fault because I tried my best. Another more fun example, I am trying to quit eating junk food, but my friend offered me some of my favorite chocolate. I had some. I couldn't help it. In this case, it really was my own fault for eating the chocolate, but I use it to say that the desire for chocolate was bigger than me. I couldn't control it. Jen uses the expression in the same way. She can't help but watch American Idol. The desire is too strong. It is not her fault. She also says,
I got into it because of a friend of mine.
I just wanted to quickly point out I got into because it is related to something we just talked about in this episode. We had the question, are you into that? And here it is to get into something. To get into is to become interested in. So Jen is saying she became interested in American Idol because of a friend. Jen then talks about how she started watching the show.
She told me it was funny, so I checked it out. And now I can't stop watching.
To check something out is a very casual way to say, I looked at something for a short time to see if I liked it. So Jen watched the show to see if she would like it. People also often check out music. People check out restaurants or stores. When you go out at night with friends, people are checking each other out. After Jen checked out American Idol, she kept watching it because she enjoyed it. Now she cannot stop watching the show because she liked it so much. Rick then gives his opinion of reality shows.
Yeah, I try not to tune into those reality shows. They're quite addictive.
To tune into is to listen to, or in this case, to watch a show. It could be a radio show or a television show or even an ESL podcast. Literally, to tune into is to turn the dial to the show you want to watch and make sure that it is coming in clearly. Rick also says,
they're quite addictive.
Addictive. This is actually a more serious term, but we use it to mean we really love something. An addiction is actually a physical or even emotional dependency on something. The most popular addictions are addictions to alcohol or drugs. So, an addiction to drugs means that you must take drugs often. Addiction is the noun, and addictive is the adjective. People often say chocolate is addictive. This is used in the more casual way. It's not a serious addiction. But by saying chocolate is addictive, you are saying that it is something you love and you want to have all the time. Rick thinks reality shows are addictive. He means there is something in reality shows that gets your interest, and so it is hard to stop watching them. So let's listen to that conversation one more time.
So what about your night?
Well, I didn't do anything special. I didn't get lucky like you did.
No, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I thought you were supposed to go out last night.
No, actually, that's tonight.
Oh, I guess I got it mixed up.
Yeah, last night I just stayed in, I watched some TV, and I straightened up my place. I was pretty much a couch potato.
Hey, did you watch American Idol? I missed it.
No, I didn't. Are you into that?
Yeah, I can't help it. I got into it because of a friend of mine. She told me it was funny, so I checked it out. And now I can't stop watching.
Yeah, I try not to tune into those reality shows. They're quite addictive.
For sure.
So, Jen got it mixed up, for sure. But Rick does have special plans. What are those special plans? Check out a future episode to find out. So, that's the end of this conversation. Don't forget to visit our website for more explanations and transcripts and quizzes at Lip Service. If you have any questions, you can always email us. I hope you learned something new today. This is Maura at QLips, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye!